أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس. In the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us in these two surahs to take our protection from Allah Ta'ala, after teaching us our main thing, Tawheed, oneness in Allah Ta'ala, in Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Now how to protect ourselves? In the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned one great quality of His, Rabbi Falaq, that being that splits things apart and brings out new things from there. Like from the night, Allah has taken out the day now. And then from the day at night, Allah takes out the night. And Allah Ta'ala takes out from a living hand a dead chicken. And from a dead hand, Allah a dead egg. And from the dead egg, Allah Ta'ala takes out a living chicken. And there are many, many more examples of this. So that great thing, one quality of Allah to protect us from four things which are really three. The first one is of all the evil which Allah Ta'ala had created. And then Allah explained the three different things from which man has to seek protection. That is all darkness, all jadu, etc. People who meditate, who plan in order to destroy us. And then also from all people who have got hasad, jealousy, etc., enmity, how to protect us from that. And this was to protect the outward, the container, that is the body. And inside the container, the main thing to be protected is the iman. And that Allah explains in this surah, giving three of His qualities. Three sifat by which will, because iman is the most important thing. And that has to be protected. So by Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, and Ilahin Nas, that we have to protect ourselves from all these things. And very interesting, ulama have written that the word wow is not mentioned. Bi Rabbin Nas, wa Malikin Nas, wa Ilahin Nas. But just that one, Allah is only one. And we seek protection only from Allah. These are different qualities of Allah Ta'ala. And neither is the preposition ba. Bi Rabbin Nas is only used once. Not bi Malikin Nas, wa bi Ilahin Nas. So there are great, great lessons, and the beauty of the Quran nobody can understand also, nobody can explain it also. And this is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. The king of all speech is from the king of all people, from Allah Ta'ala. There couldn't be anything more greater. So anyway, with regard to the three first qualities, Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Muhaddis Dehlawi, a great, great alim, the son of Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, explains very beautifully that there are three main things that will destroy a person's iman. From step to step, that will destroy a person. One is shahwat, the lust that is in a person. The lust makes a person blind. And he doesn't think. There are so many people who hate themselves for this lust, going on to porn sites, etc., falling into all types of filth. Though they say we are namazis, we are first, in the first saf we make namaz, but yet this thing here destroys us. So that, and the second thing is anger. There are many people who are angry on themselves because of their anger. And when that anger comes, they just can't seem to control it in any way whatsoever. And the third, the worst is to have false beliefs, wrong beliefs. So Allah Ta'ala very beautifully has explained in the surah that the first, that is our lust that we have, it can only be conquered and it can only be controlled by who makes our tarbiyat, who nourishes, sustains us, who is our murabbi. That, oh, it is the only one that can control that. So Allah brought Rabbin Nas. Allah is the Rabb not only of myself but of the entire all people. Of all, every creation of Allah, Allah is the Rabb. So we seek Allah's protection from this lust that is in us, that Allah, by His rububiyyah, by His maturing, by how He brings up and how parents make children, how they want them to be and they grow them up like that, Allah is the true Rabb, He brings us up. The second is our anger. And that is that Allah is Malikin Nas, the king of people, authority, absolute authority. And this is very beautifully explained by our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, that he says a person's anger only comes out on those people who we think are lower than us, weaker than us. But when the minute we see somebody more bigger than us, stronger, that anger just evaporates. Hazrat gives this beautiful example. A person is so angry on his wife, and he says, I'll make mince out of you today, I'll make kachumar out of you, and he's so angry. But he hears a knock on the door, and when he peeps out, it is his two brothers-in-law, and both are in the army, and they have come with the clothing of a soldier. They've come like that, and they've got their guns also with them. Suddenly, all his anger is gone. Now he pleads with his wife that it was just a mistake. Please, just forget it all. So this is what anger is. So that authority. So Allah is Malikin Nas. If we just think like Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh once got very angry on one of his the workers, and he told him, "How long must I tolerate you?" Very angry. His uncle, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, Rahmatullah Ali, told him, tolerate him how much you want Allah to tolerate you. The minute a person thinks of the authority of Allah, I'm angry on this person, but I'm full of faults, worse than him. If Allah is to take me to task, what will be my condition? Today I'm cross on my wife, on my children, on my worker. But if Allah takes me to task, what will be my condition? So Allah brought Malikin Nas. And then for our false beliefs that we have, and a person can falter in his faults, and this is the worst. It has come in the hadith, a person will get up in the morning as a mu'min, and by the evening he'll be a kafir. Allah save us all. At night he will be a kafir, by a mu'min, by the morning he'll be a kafir. And this does not come that shahwat will come so easily, that anger will come so easily, but iman. Iman is the most precious thing, the most delicate thing, the most valuable thing. So Allah brought ilahin nas. And in qul huwallahu ahad, Allah explained to us who that ilah is. He is ahad, he is samad, he is lam yalid, lam yulad. He doesn't need anyone, he's not from anyone, he is the absolute, the only authority. And man needs somebody like that who is an absolute authority who we can turn to. And then, very quickly, there's so much to explain, but just very quickly, other ulama have explained that a person, like when he's a baby, a child, a small child, so for everything he looks to his parents for his support. Anything he wants food, he goes to his parents. Somebody troubles him, he runs to his mother, father. So that is one stage in a child. As he grows up, he sees that my parents also, they also need the government. They need, if they got a problem with somebody, they'll go and lay a charge. They'll use the government in order to protect them. They want something, they'll get permission from the government, from the king of the time. He is there to protect them. As he grows up, he sees the government also fails. When there are droughts, the government can't do anything. When there are floods, the government can't do anything. Hurricanes, storms. So they also all turn to Allah. So like that, a person's three stages in his life. So just like we have a handicap, a child who is retarded. If say the child is 25, 30 years old, but it's got the mind of a 5-year-old child. So like that, many of us, we have grown up, but we still got that mind of a small child, that we look at our parents, they can do everything. So Allah Ta'ala said that Allah Ta'ala is Rabbun Nas, that your parents make your tarbiyah, they look after you, they bring you up, look at the greatest being of Allah Ta'ala. And then the next thing that a person, when he looks at his government, etc., they do things. So Allah said, he is Malikin, he is the king of kings. He is the king of all the kings, so turn to him. And then the third thing that a person, when he wants this protection, he sees even governments and kings all turning to Allah. So a person, if he reaches that earlier in his life, that he turns only to Allah. That a small child normally will not know that I must turn to Allah, I mustn't turn to my parents. But there are those buzurgs that even in their childhood they were only turning to Allah Ta'ala. And we perhaps have grown up, but still we think that at least the support of the government, the support, they will be. But we see governments have failed their people completely. They can't protect them, they can't do anything. At least by this we should understand that we turn to none other but to Ilahin Nas. To the one Ilah, the one Ma'bud, the one who is absolute. We only turn to him, to Allah Ta'ala. So very beautifully Allah, the whole Quran Sharif, may Allah forgive us, we couldn't understand, we can't explain what beauty and what teachings the Quran has got. But this is the beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif. And what Maulana Qasim Nanavati rahmatullah alayhi has written is even more very great ulum and knowledge in there. May Allah let us try to explain and understand, and we understand what Quran is and who our Allah is, who has given us this Quran, who our Allah is, who gave us our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who gave us the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the great ulama, Allahu Akbar, who, what Allah has given us. May Allah make us that we appreciate.